Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Get your submission, WDJX.com, right there on the homepage.
Yeah, Scott did that. He said, I love hearing you guys do phone taps. Last year, my brother became a minister in an online church.
There you go.
I think I see the similarities.
Now,
Reverend Kelly K. So that he could become a legal wedding officiant. Sounds a little nutty to me. Hey! But he started a business where he officiates people's weddings. Can you do a little something with that? Oh, yeah, we can.
Sure. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, Steven. I'm Steve Jones. I got your number from your ad on Craigslist.
Oh, great.
You officiate weddings, right?
Yes, I do.
And you're all official and legal and everything, right?
Yes, I am. I'm a minister with the Universal Life Church and can legally officiate weddings anywhere in the state.
Wonderful. And you do non-traditional weddings?
Yes. I've done all kinds. Religious, non-religious, same-sex, commitment ceremonies, renewing your vows, whatever you like.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wonderful. Because this ceremony might be considered unconventional.
Mm. Well, no problem. I love services that are, you know, out of the ordinary. Are you one of the ones getting married?
Yes, I am.
Well, congratulations. That's great.
Oh, thank
you. Now, let me get my calendar. And do you have a date picked out yet?
Well, not one specific, but I'd like to do it as soon as possible.
Okay, so no specific date. Where would the ceremony take place?
Well, probably right here at my house.
Oh, okay. I'm just making some notes. I have your name. Can I get the name of the person you're marrying?
I haven't named her yet. I mean, I was thinking Peaches.
Okay. I'm just a little confused. Your fiance doesn't have a name?
No, she just came in the mail the other day. I get to name her whatever I want, you see.
It's none of my business, I guess. But is this like a mail order bride sort of thing?
Not exactly.
Is she from another country?
Yeah.
Well, she was made in China, if that's what you mean.
Kinda.
I'm sorry, made in China? I'm really getting confused here.
Well, she's a doll. I got her from a company in China. She's beautiful, Steven. Uh-huh. Just beautiful. Tall, red hair, lovely figure. That's why I was going to name her Peaches, you see. And as soon as I unpacked her from the box, I knew it was love.
Uh-huh.
I love her, Steven. I want to be married.
Look, I'm very happy for you. But I can't marry you to an inflatable doll.
Listen, I don't know why you have a problem with this. You said you do all kinds of weddings.
He did say
yes,
that.
But I have my limits. I had a woman who wanted me to officiate the wedding of her two dogs, and I wouldn't do that.
Oh.
I'm sure not going to marry you to your mannequin.
A mannequin?
There was tone.
You are being very hurtful and insulting to me right now, and to Peaches. Don't listen to him, Peaches.
Don't listen.
We will be married.
Are you talking to your doll?
Or your voice? I have you on speakerphone, and you're going to make Peaches cry.
I can't be part of your weird fantasy there, okay? I'm sorry.
What weird fantasy? But I love her.
I'm hanging up now.
Wait. Don't hang up. Think of the listeners.
Oh, yeah.
The what?
The... Steven.
Yeah.
It's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX. You know, the listeners. It's a phone tap.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. It's your brother Scott's idea. We're just having some fun, man.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get him back.
Steven was being a little judgy.
Yeah, a little bit. And you know what? I am not going to box her back up and mail her back to China.
You do you. You let your freak flag fly.
There it is.
You and Peaches are going to have a lifetime of love and happiness. You know what? She's not going to talk back.
And that is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.